You're listening to a new episode of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. I am so excited to announce this start of season 4 of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. Before we get started, I wanted to give a huge shout out to my lovely co-host Jada, who was with me throughout my entirety of season 3. We had such a good time and we were able to really dive into different kinds of issues and student stories that revolved around being an occupational therapist, being an occupational therapy student, and navigating different kinds of commitments during the occupational therapy program. Jada is currently just finished up her occupational therapy doctorate and her full residency, so I just wanted to shout her out because she worked really hard. Now as we move on to season 4, however, I will be joined with a new co-host for the entirety of the season. This season, I'll be joined with a new co-host named Esther Kim, and I thought we would take a little bit of this episode to give her some opportunity to introduce herself, tell us all about why she came into the podcast, and what unique perspective she'll bring as well. So without further ado, let me introduce my new co-host, Esther Kim.
Hello everyone, my name is Esther, and I am extremely excited to be a new co-host of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. I am currently a third year occupational therapy student, and I was a part of the BS to OTD program. So I have been a Trojan for 5 years now, going on to 6, and I love the Trojan family. I play recreational flag football, I like to weightlift, and I also love crocheting. Those are some of the occupations that I enjoy participating in when I am not a student. And as a student, I am interested in adult rehabilitation and pediatrics.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing. I'm super excited to have you join the podcast, Esther. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into occupational therapy?
Yeah, so I have kind of a unique story of how I discovered occupational therapy. So the BS to OTD program, specifically at USC, was my dream program since as long as I can remember. I would say probably around middle school. My younger brother has several disabilities, so he's received occupational therapy his entire life. And I shadowed one of his sessions in middle school. I knew that this was what I wanted to do in my career. So this is all I worked towards in middle school and high school, and it's amazing to be living this dream that I've had for so long.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Fun fact, everyone who's listening, me and Esther are part of the same year of the Bachelor's to OTD program, which means me and Esther have actually known each other for the past 5 years and have taken most of our classes together all through our undergrad and throughout grad school, which is kind of funny when you think about it in the grand scheme of things. Right now, me and Esther are moving on to our third year. I always found it really funny when Esther started her introduction, she said, I'm a third year student, because I forgot that now I'm a third year student as well. We just finished our summer clinical rotation, which is our level 2A rotation. I've talked a little bit about the rotations on the podcast before, so I won't get into those again. But me and Esther both finished our rotation. We did a clinical rotation in pediatrics, and we're moving on to adult physical rehabilitation. Esther, as you move on to the OTD year and moving on to that final year of the program, level 2B fieldwork, how are you feeling in that position? I know for me, I'm feeling a little anxious, but I'm feeling super excited to kind of dive into a new clinical setting that's new to me. But I think our listeners would be interested in how you're feeling about it all.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling similar feelings to you, Mason. During my level 1 fieldwork, I actually was at a hand therapy site. So I've never actually been able to experience a typical adult physical rehabilitation setting. So this is going to be my first time shadowing and doing field work at a setting like this. And definitely I'm going in with some fear, but I'd say mostly excitement because I think adult rehab is some of the most interesting things that I've learned throughout our doctorate program. So it's going to be awesome to be able to apply what I've learned in a real life setting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know I feel like me and Esther have a little bit of a similar idea when it comes to field work and practice settings. We both came into the occupational therapy program really looking at pediatrics. And, you know, Esther told in her story that pediatric occupational therapy was one of her first times she was immersed in the profession of occupational therapy and how she kind of discovered it. However, me and Esther both actually chose to do our doctoral residencies in adult, which is a little interesting. I think for me, I really wanted a change of pace and I really wanted to try something new because I kind of grew up around pediatric occupational therapy. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but my mother was a pediatric occupational therapist, so I kind of got to grow up watching her practice. But for me, what I was really looking for with the fieldwork experience was to broaden my horizons. I don't really know what type of occupational therapist I want to be yet, but I really wanted to find opportunities and experiences that would give me the ability to kind of figure that out. Esther, what led you to want to do an adult 2B rotation compared to pediatrics?
I think I have been working in a pediatric setting for as long as I can remember, and that's all I've ever really known in life and about occupational therapy. But as I mentioned in class, when I learned about adult rehabilitation, it really just clicked something in my mind where I was like, is this something that I am extremely interested in and want to be a part of, and just didn't have the opportunity to be exposed to it. So I think classes are especially what made me want to dive into the world of adult rehab. And I think that shows a great lesson that where you first started in the occupational therapy program is not always where you'll end up. And it's really important to keep an open mind throughout the whole program, whether it's mental health, geriatrics, adult rehab, or pediatrics. I think the education and the experiences can really change your perspectives from when you started.
Yeah, I think that's a really fantastic point you made, Esther. Me and Jada had a similar discussion on the podcast. We thought a lot of students kind of missed out or sold themselves short during occupational therapy schooling, during that graduate program, when they come in with just one thing they want to do, because they kind of just rush through the different immersions. They don't take the time to really experience them. And then they really miss out on the opportunity to maybe find their passion or their calling because they're so hyper-focused on that one area of practice. I think we could both kind of echo the idea that we know so many people in the program who came in really thinking they wanted to do one exact thing, and by the end of the program, or by the point they are with us right now, they're completely changed and they like are really passionate and focused on something different.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's also the beauty of OT school, where even if you think you do know what you want to do, this program still encourages you to really explore all the different settings, deeply immerse yourself into all the possibilities that there is within the OT world that we didn't even know existed before starting the program. So I think this program is really amazing to show you all the different possibilities within the world of OT.
Yeah, for sure. Now, as our audience kind of gets to know you as the new co-host of this podcast, I wanted to give them another opportunity to kind of understand how you operate and your passions and things like that. Now, I know through a big chunk of our schooling at USC, you were really focused on your own club through the university. I was wondering if you wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So I restarted a club called Best Buddies at USC. It's actually a bigger national organization that's in multiple elementary school, middle schools, high schools, and colleges, but I just started a specific chapter at USC. It is a club where we promote inclusion through friendships within the greater Los Angeles community with the students at USC. I brought it back to USC because something that is very important in my life is inclusion and making sure that there is a safe space for every single person in every single setting that I'm in. So even in high school, I also started the Best Buddies program there because I knew that my younger brother would eventually be attending my high school, and I really wanted him to come into a high school that had a safe space for him. And that's something that I really look forward for in every single space that I'm in. So I'm very passionate about helping people with disabilities, and I'm also currently now a wheelchair run coach for New York Roadrunners. So I help kids compete in trail and track races in their wheelchairs.
Wow, yeah. That's really interesting. I'm glad you kind of brought that up and were able to talk about that. In the last episode we had on the podcast, we were actually interviewing other student leaders who are part of student leadership clubs and organizations. Not exactly the same thing, but one of the things we were talking about in that was a lot of students, even when they come into OT school and they're really focused on their studies, they still have this drive and this inner passion to impact the world around them, to create and kind of make better different opportunities for those, not only in the same situation as them, but for future generations that may be going through the program, future generations that may be not even in occupational therapy school. And I think hearing you talk about your passion for that club and your passion to create different opportunities for future students, future people going through, I think that kind of really connects with that sentiment we heard from some other students in the program.
Yeah, and I think that's another wonderful thing about our program is they really encourage you to pursue your passions outside of school. Even the way that the classes are structured, it's 3 days a week of classes, 1 day of fieldwork, and 1 day off. And I think that is just showing that they want to encourage us to have time to ourselves, like a full day and then the weekend, to focus on who we are outside of just being an occupational therapy student. I think OT school is the perfect time to pursue those passions, and it's really encouraged within the curriculum, the professors, and the community as well.
Yeah, definitely. Now, there was one other thing I wanted to touch on, because I do think it's kind of an integral piece of describing you as a person for us as a podcast. So right now, me and Essa are in the midst of our clinical fieldwork. And like I've talked about on the podcast, some people choose to pursue fieldwork in Los Angeles and do it in area, whereas other people choose to do it out of area. So I do think people would be rather interested to find out where you're doing your fieldwork, Essa.
Yeah, so I think I might have touched on it briefly. I do work for New York Roadrunners. So I'm living in New York currently, and it has been a very big shift from Southern California, where I've basically grown up my entire life. I grew up in Southern California through elementary school, middle school, high school, and then college and my grad school. So I haven't really known any other life than sunny, beautiful Southern California. But I thought the 1 year of our fieldwork was the perfect opportunity to explore something beyond Southern California. And I'm excited to be able to experience the different culture here, seasons for the first time, and just life on the opposite side of the coast. So it's been definitely a crazy experience, very different from California, but I've been loving every second of it, and I'm very happy to have chosen this path.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for sharing a little bit about that. I think we have, and now slowly establishing a trend with this podcast of taking people and having them be hosts who aren't in Los Angeles. It's pretty funny to say that. Me and Jada last season, we're both out of area. Obviously, I'm in Washington State right now. Jada last season was literally out of the country for the entire season. She was international. And now we have Esther, who is now on the opposite side of the country, all the way in New York City. And I think it's interesting that we just kind of find those perspectives. It's just kind of a coincidence. Now, before we finish up on the podcast, before we wrap up of this episode, I was just wondering, Esther, if you want to talk a little bit just about kind of what me and you so far have planned and envisioned for this season so far. I know me and you kind of have a little bit of a plan outline for future episodes, but I think our audience would be really interested to hear what we have planned. I know last season, me and Jada really took an approach focused on student perspectives. So a lot of our interviews were with students and things like that. But I'd love for if you were, would it be able to introduce some of the topics of this season for our podcast?
For sure. We have discussed some very exciting future episodes, definitely incorporating other student experience as well. But I think one thing that's really great about us doing a podcast together is, since, as you said earlier, we have been in the same program for 5 going on 6 years now, so we do have a lot of shared experiences together, and I feel like we have pretty similar looks on the occupational therapy program. Our fieldwork experiences line up very well, so I'm really excited to share about our shared experiences, as well as incorporating different student experiences as well.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. Like I said, bringing that bachelor's to OTD experience is something really interested that we're hopeful to bring to the season. We're maybe hoping to talk a little bit more about field work and even showcase some student successes, looking at some of our doctoral student works and some of their programs that they've created. But yeah, that's just a little sneak peek for the future season. But without further ado, I think we will close off this episode. We just wanted to give you guys a little brief introduction to meet Esther. But yeah, we will close off this episode. It was a pleasure. And as always, we will make sure to fight on. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more about Chan degree programs, student resources, or division news, feel free to visit our website at chan.usc.edu.